Continuing, what happened at Cun Madaris is a particularly violent example of a phenomenon seen all over Europe in the aftermath of the war. It was not only returning Jews who had trouble regaining and retaining their property, but the anti-Semitism that existed throughout the continent made them much more vulnerable than any other group. In other parts of Hungary, the courts ruled that horses and other livestock plundered from Jewish farms should remain with those who had, quote-unquote, saved them. In Italy, the authorities not only hesitated to return Jewish businesses to their rightful owners, but then tried to charge a management fee for, quote-unquote, looking after them during the war. In Poland, any abandoned, quote-unquote, property formerly owned by Jews was taken into local authority control. In other words, the local authorities had a vested interest in making sure that Jews who returned after the war were driven away again. Such examples can be found in almost every European country. Jews had been fair game during the war, and their property regarded as a resource that could be shared by everyone. It is quite clear that many people and some governments still viewed them the same way once the war was ended. And rather than begin the next section, Jews as capitalists, Jews as communists, where the picture just gets but uglier and uglier, we'll save that for next week. And please check out the new page that I'm putting up. I'm adding to it, as I'm also adding to this page, Savage Continent, Keith Lowe's Lessons from Savage Continent, simultaneously. And I have a feeling the juxtaposition going back and forth between the theory and the reality on the ground of vicious divisions between us will help stimulate some new thinking, or for me at any rate, a clarity about the language we need to bridge those false divisions. It's obviously a global language of solidarity. Until next week, peace.